Gentlemen.
So we're continuing, this is the final of what could be called perhaps a series of discussing a little bit of the status of Goyim, of non-Jews, when Mashiach comes. And we spoke a whole sikh of the Rebbe, but to conclude that, and also to deal with another shaila today, which is, our Goyim are going to be Nisgayer. Are they going to be Gaidim, Lasulavay? Right. So we brought from the Rambam that it was clear from the Rambam that the Goyim feature quite prominently in the Geula. He talks how all the Goyim are going to be Epi Chalamim, Safa Bruda. They're all going to speak a clear tongue. He says about Mashiach, V'yisakin es ha'ilam, because he's going to fix the whole world to serve the Eibishter together. And we brought other places from the Rambam. And we explained that what it means, according to the Shittas who say that the Goyim are going to be annihilated, is God forbid to say that it means literally, and there's many rayos against it. It's not even possible that they would say such a thing against explicit prophecies and the voice. So we're masbir that it's a shaila of what the status of Goyim is going to be. Do they have an independent existence? Do the Goyim exist? Do they have any independence outside of the Jewish people? Or they simply exist in the framework of the Jewish people. So we said that we have to be masbir a little bit more, to explain it a drop more, and that's what we're going to attempt to do. So there's a shitta klali of the Rebbe, there's a general shitta of the Rebbe, very interesting. And we're going to get to all areas of Torah. And the Rebbe has so many sichas and lekutei sichas getting into this nekuda, which is that when something is not the mitzvah itself, but it's a necessary hachona, it's a necessary preparation for the mitzvah. Without it, you can't get the mitzvah done. What is the status of that thing? And does it have the same chashivas of the mitzvah itself? Right? So just to take the most simple example out there, there's a famous Yerushalmi that Rebbe loves bringing from Brachis, where the Yerushalmi says that when you build a sukkah, you have to make a bracha. Asher kedushanu b'mitzvayis v'tzivonu la'asei sukkah. And then when you make a lulav also, asher kedushanu b'mitzvayis v'tzivonu la'asei lulav. And the question is, what do you mean? In the Torah, they have to make a lulav. It says you have to shake lulav. The only way you're shaking lulav is if you make a lulav. So in other words, the Torah doesn't have to tell you make a lulav. Of course, the Torah commands you to make a lulav, because if you don't make a lulav, you're not going to have a lulav. And they get such a chashivas, the act of preparing the lulav in Esrig, that it gets a bracha b'fnei atzmei. And the bracha is not that we're going to do the mitzvah of lulav. The mitzvah is la'asis lulav, that the Eibishter told me to make a lulav. And the Rebbe brings that even according to the Bavli, who disagrees with the Yerushalmi, that it's not because they don't hold it, it's a mitzvah. If you look in the Lashon of the Bavli, it says, kol mitzvah, uses the word mitzvah, kol mitzvah da'asi yasa, lav gemar mitzvah, that it's asiyah, is not the conclusion of the mitzvah, you just do it with one bracha. But the nekuda is there. And this is a shitta klali of the Rebbe. So let's look at another couple of places and apply it to our situation. Legabe the shaila of goyim chlal and the asalavi befrat. So one very interesting place is the Rebbe brings it benegiah to goyim. One of the more famous sichas is chelik yudal parshas ekev. So women make a bracha on birchas hatayda. It says in shachanor tzim memzayin. They make a bracha the same way we make a bracha on tayda. The shaila is women are not mitzvahs. So what's the answer? Because since they're mechuyev to do the mitzvahs, therefore they have a mitzvah, therefore they have to learn the halachas which are relevant to their kiyum of their mitzvahs. Otherwise, how could you do a mitzvah without learning? The same exact word we said a moment ago, and it's the same word again and again. There's no mitzvah for them to study Torah, but how are they supposed to know what to do if they don't study Torah? So mele, Muslims only have a mitzvah of studying Torah. And it goes so far. Ad kedekach as a state in Gemara. The Gemara says it. Rav Meir says in the Gemara, "Minayin shafilu evit yichavim va'isik b'Torah shu kigoyin gadol." How do you know that even a guy who studies Torah is like a kohen gadol? Tamuloymar asher yas isim ha'adam v'chay b'hem. That you learn the Torah and you live olam haba v'chay b'hem. And the Rameir says in the Gemara, Koyhanim Levim v'Yisraelim loynamar. It doesn't say, it says ha'adam, it says a human being. It doesn't say a yid. Elo ha'adam. Ha'alamadata, that even a goy v'oisik v'teidis ki koyin gadol. So the shaila is, since when do goyim have a mitzvah to study Torah? Okay, we know that famously a goy who studies Torah chayiv misa. A goy is not allowed to study Torah. The Gemara learns different, huh? Oh, exactly. If you're telling the goy to keep seven mitzvahs b'nei noyach with all their hidurim, how could they learn it without learning Torah? Therefore, they have to learn Torah, anything relevant to their seven mitzvahs b'nei noyach, the mechuyev to learn. And mechuyev, but here's the chiddush. Not only are they mechuyev, now it gets a chashivis of limud ha-Torah. Hareyu ki-Kohen Gadol. Why are you calling him a Kohen Gadol? Ma keshe b'chal, learning to Kohen Gadol. So Tosis is mazbe, but it has to do with another Gemara. The Gemara says that anyone who studies Torah is like a Kohen Gadol, because it says, yikadahi, it's more precious, Torah is more kadahi, mipnimim, with their gems. And you say that mipnimim goes, is going in a Kohen Gadol. Someone who's nichnas lefnai v'lefniv, who goes all the way into the inner sanctuary and thus. That's the reference. But on Kopanim, what do we see from the Gemara? That the goy has the maila of limud ha-Torah. You're giving him that maila like a Kohen Gadol. So, and the Rebbe says that this Gemara is really the mocker for this halacha, that a woman, if it's like that by a goy, how much more so by a woman? The chashivis, her limud ha-Torah alein, pashat gets chashivis of limud ha-Torah. And the most famous example is legabe whether a woman who's a woman are not mechuyev to have children, but a woman who's mekayim the mitzvah, let's forget it. Because lecheira, it's a mitzvah, you can't be mekayim without her. Not lecheira. That's just the way it is. So, and it's very interesting because mamish can't have a kid without a woman, but she's bechalal not mechuyev and he is. So what's the gedder of the inyan? The Rebbe brings from a famous Iran. It says in the Gemara that a mitzvah bo yesim bashluchesh, if she should get married herself, she shouldn't send a shliach to be mekabel her marriage. Why? What's the mitzvah for her bechlal? Because he says, yesh la mitzvah mepneshi misayas lebaal lekayim mitzvah. She has the mitzvah itself because she helps him be mekayim the mitzvah. And so much so that al pin nigla, in other words, without her, she now is a chelik of his mitzvah, and she gets a chashivis b'fnei atzma, that she herself, it says, if she's commanded, she gets a chelik for the mitzvah alein. And this is Pasha the Bir Alpi Nigla, without all the Peshatim that it says Alpi Chsedis, that why, how can we take a doimim, a table, a cloth, and make it tefillin and make it holy? Those are all nice Peshatim, but Alpi Nigla, this is how you could have such a thing of Dovashab Kedusha. How? Because since the only way I could be Mekayim the Mitzvah is through having this thing, Mele, it comes a Chelek of my Mitzvah. Mele, the thing itself is Begedir from Kedusha, it's Gashmi, it's because without it, I can't have a mitzvah. Uva mele, anything you can't do without, it's a chelik from the mitzvah. Now I want to bring it over, legabi the goyim. Okay? Uva hektim, one last example, because it's the most negayat understanding by the goyim. When you do the aveda in the Beis Hamikdash, there's a shita klali. And the ganze kodesh, these are just a few of the examples that the Rebbe discusses. But there's a famous thing, those who know, what are the four avedas in the Beis Hamikdash? We learned it recently in the Rambam. That if you don't do the four avedas properly, you can make a pigul. What are the four avedas? Anybody? Shchita, Kabbalah, Haylacha, and Zrika. Right? Haylacha. One of the steps is bringing it to the Mizbeach. Bringing it to the Mizbeach. Very interesting aveda. And they're mazbe, the mefarshim are mazbe, because since, taketz not an aveda l'chayda. But since the only way I could spritch it on the Mizbeach is through walking to the Mizbeach, Dos alein is considered an aveda. The walking itself now is an aveda. Now there's, I don't know. That's the Rambam Shemir brings down. Without it, it's not possible. I don't know what to tell you. If maybe there's a possible. From what I'm saying, it would sound like there's no possible. So I can't respond. You know, to the lumdus of that question. But heravar though, there's a machlekes in the Rambam and the Ravid. What if I don't have to walk and I just happen to walk? The way I went to the Mizbeach happened to be that I walked to the Mizbeach. I didn't have to walk there. Is it an Aveda or not? The Rambam says, even if you didn't have to, since Bepoyel, you spritched it through walking, the walking itself comes a shail of the Aveda. The Maisa Zoy. Maisa Zoy. Shteitov, the Arizal, the famous Arizal, the Arizal says that if Adam Arishan wouldn't have sinned, there would have only been Yidden. There would have only been Yidden in the world. That's what Arizal writes, which Agav is why the word of Ayipach ba'apav nishmas chayim, the beginning of Perek Beis, Tanya, it's going on a chelik alikam mal mamish. It's because Adam Arishan is a yid ba'atzim. Never then. So, but the vart is like this. The vart is bechlal. There was always two drachim. There's always two ways that Mashiach could have come. If we would have been zeich and the gula would have happened thousands of years ago, it could have happened. If he would have passed the test on that original Friday, the gula would have been here right away, right? Nervaden. So it's explained in many places. What's the chilek? The chassidus could have come in a way of the gili or and everything's dealt with automatically. You know, in a way like mamay lamata. But ultimately, what did it turn out? What does history prove? And what did the Eibishter want? Every prat, the nitty gritty. All of our neshamis were already nichlal in neshamis, which were much higher than our own. The 600,000 neshamis in the desert, everyone comes from those 600,000 neshamis, like branches. So if you fix it in a general way, everyone is fixed. Nervaden, what did the Eibishter want? Every nesham bepratios with its own struggle, emphasized in detail, and going ad lamata mata. And that no Jew will be left behind. But the truth is, that's the vart. The Alter Rebbe writes in the Kutei Torah that what's the reason for Arichas HaGolus? Because he says the Eibush is making every single Yid be perfected. The Hal Aved. Right? No Yid should be left behind. But the truth is, it goes even tiffer. No Prat in a Sheder Shtalshus will be left behind. That's the vart. Now the vart there, That we say that the Yidden are like a Kemach HaShlema, one organism. But the truth is, the whole world is one organism. The Yidden are the Reish of the world, they're the heart of the world. The Vart is that the Eibishter, the Goyim, someone mentioned in a previous week, Dira B'tachtoinim. Dira B'tachtoinim means Tachtin Shein Tachtin Lemata Mimenu. Which is the Goyim. In other words, we went around throughout our Golos from nation to nation, from country to country, every culture and civilization, I made a Dira B'tachtoinim there. And the Vart is that the Eibishter wanted that even the Goyim, they became a Prat. They obviously, the Tachlis ultimately of the Goyim, the Tachlis of a foot is to be part of the head. You separate the foot from the head, it's not a foot, it's a joke. It's an Avela, it's a dead, it's a carcass. A Goy without a Yid is nothing. The Goyim are here b'shvil Yisrael. Their whole existence is b'shvil Yisrael. They have to be, and everyone has, just like we have to be connected to Reish B'nei Yisrael. We have to be connected to Mashiach. We have to be connected with Hashem. But that's the idea. But Goyim, the Shaila is, going back to the original explanation, are Goyim going to exist the Asa level when Mashiach comes? Really what the Shaila is, are the Goyim important? Are they as they exist the Fnasim, their prat, what they bring to the table, every individual self, every individual Goy, every prat of Seder Shalshus, is it felt that you matter and that you're bottle? Or it's just that you're bottle and a bottle? So clearly from how the history played out and from how the Raman Paskin and we brought that Hatzad al Rebbe Paskins, the Vart is that it's Negeya the prat, and not only it's Negeya, you now have chashivus b'fnei atzmai. Just like all the examples that the Rebbe brings, that if it couldn't have happened without you, if we couldn't have really had dira b'tachtoinim, if we couldn't have made a dwelling place for Hashem in this world, without every prat, every detail of Elam Hazeh being transformed, that means not only does it have a chashivus, that of course it's important, it becomes important, it gets the chashivus of the whole thing. It's connected with the kedusha, with the holiness of the entire picture. And it's interesting because there's two shittas whether the goyim are going to exist or not. And the pashtas, it's because like there's two shittas over here. If halacha, if you bring the blood to the mizbeach, did you have to or didn't you have to? The Rambam says that even if you didn't have to, but since Lamaisa you did, since Lamaisa the zrika, the spritching of the blood happened through walking, therefore it gets chashivus of halacha. So the verse is over here also. We didn't have to go through all this goyim. Mashiach could have come thousands of years ago. Lamaisa, the way Mashiach decided to come b'poyel, the way the Eibishter decided to bring Mashiach b'poyel, is going lamata, mata, every individual, the entire world. And being that that's the case, that's ultimately the shaila that arises, that when it didn't have to happen this way, but it did happen this way. So in other words, they are relevant. Lemaisa, they ended up being a part of Dira B'tachtoinim, of the story. Does it now get the chashivus as much as Bifnei Atzmo, on its own? Does it get the same chashivus as anything else? That now you have a gedder of holiness for yourself being transformed. Okay, So that's just, there's a whole different track I could go down to give other oisius, but this is enough for now. This is the first half of today's shir. And another oifin, to give a little bit of hasbara of the two studim, the two sides that the Rebbe is discussing about whether the goyim are going to be important b'fnei atzmam or only completely nullified to the existence of the Jewish people without any emphasis on the fact that they b'fnei atzmam exist. Verstanding a little bit? Okay, moving right along. So now, the other shiloh we said we're going to discuss is, are they going to be in this Gayer when Mashiach comes? Are they going to convert? So it's interesting, in the beginning of Perek Yud Beis, the Rambam says, V'yaksidu kulam l'das ha'emes. When Mashiach comes, they're all going to return, all the goyim, to the das ha'emes, to the true religion. To the true religion. The shaila is, what does he mean? Are they going to convert to Judaism? Judaism is the true religion. So the Rebbe writes a ha'ara in a sikha. The Rebbe said it's not mashma that he means that. Because if you look at the very next words, it says, v'lo yigzalu, v'lo yashchisu, they won't steal and be destructive, they'll live nicely with the Jewish people. Clearly, mehamshach advarim, he's not saying they're going to become yidden. And then the Rebbe also brings a raya that we mentioned a few weeks ago in the last halacha, that he makes a distinction between yidden and goyim. He says the whole world's going to be, their occupation is going to be studying the knowledge of Hashem, and he says, well, and therefore the Yidden will be Chachamim Gdel, will be great wise men and no hidden things, etc. So clearly there's a distinction between Goyim and Yidden. They're not going to convert to Yiddishkeit, according to the Rambam. Now, where's the Rambam's Raya? Where's it discussed in the Gemara? So it's very interesting. The Gemara in Masechet Avodah Zarah, that Gimel, talks about it. And the Gemara says like this, Tanya, Rabbi Yosi Omer, Rabbi Yosi says, when Mashiach comes, boim, is guiding. The goyim are going to come and they're going to convert to Judaism. The Gemara asks, are we going to accept geidim from the goyim when Mashiach comes? We learned in the Braise, in mekablin geidim, we're not going to be mekabel geidim when Mashiach comes. Just like they didn't accept Gedim in the times of David HaMelech, because you could say that it's because they're afraid of the Jewish people. He was a mighty warrior, conquering and destroying sinning countries around Israel. And so you could say that they're doing it for ulterior motives because they're afraid. Or Shlomo HaMelech, there was such prosperity. That's why they were converting. So similarly, it's hard to take a conversion of a goy seriously after Mashiach comes. Because maybe he's doing it for ulterior motives, because he wants to be have part of the glory and the this and the that.
After Mashiach comes, will be ruchato ma'avir min ha'aretz, so they couldn't cheat anymore, they couldn't lie anymore.
That's a good question, but even that itself is a question, is a problem, because you know it says we received the Torah. It says we only really ended up receiving the Torah 1,000 years later by the story of Purim. Why? The first time was Meidor Rabbe Leiraisa. We had a big excuse for 1,000 years, because Hashem held the mountain over our head and forced us to take it. So the Alter Rebbe says in Tanya that what it means, in Lukut Teda, what it means is the mountain is love. Hashem loved us so much that Kimayim Aponim Leponim, when somebody loves you so much, you can't help but love them back. And it's the same thing, though, as if He held the mountain over our head, because by showing them love, that means we were coerced. We didn't have a choice. It wasn't because we wanted. Because Hashem showed us so much love that we had to love Him back. Therefore, we had the same excuse, even though it's love. So here also, you're bringing that it's going to be such a great time, and the Ruach HaTum Avim Ha'aretz, and there's no spirit of impurity, and therefore, but that in itself, that's ulterior motives. Is it because it's good times, because the Eibishter revealed His face? Or even when He didn't reveal His face? In a moment, we're going to bring another Gemara which mentions that explicitly. But it's a gewaldic point. So the Gemara says, what's going to happen? Ella, what do we mean that they're going to be in this Gayer? What did Rabbi Yosi mean? Ella shenaso geidim gerudim. There's a concept called geidim gerudim, not a geidim tzedek, which means people are megayer anyways for ulterior motives. Taka, like gerudim. The Rambam brings the lashon also. Gerudim means like hanging on, like hanger-oners, right? Like nigdar, exactly. Joining geidim gerudim. Umanichin. The Gemara says manichin tefillin barashem, put tefillin on their arms. Tefillin is what I say, tefillin on their heads and their arms. Tzitzis v'bigdem, tzitzis mezuzah v'pischem. But then it says, once they see the wars happening, they throw off their mitzvah and runs. Right? And then it quotes the pasuk in Kapitel Beis in Tehillim, They're throwing off the straps and the ropes. It's referring to the tefillin and the tzitzis. And then it says, the one who's sitting in Shemayim is laughing at them. Right? It's like you're pretending like you want to be a yid and whatever. And the Gemara in Yevamah says the same thing. And Abelezer brings a point that you were saying. He says, what's the source for this? That we're not going to really accept Gedim when Mashiach comes. Because there's a pasuk in Tehillim in Kapitel Nundalid. It says, Hein Ger Yogur. Efes me oisi. Behold, ger yager, a ger who wants to be a ger, efes me oisi, when I'm not around. The Ebeshe says, when should a ger be in his ger when I'm not around? Mi gar itach alayach yipel. Whoever becomes a ger with you in the time of Golus is going to be with you when Mashiach comes. In other words, when the going is getting tough, the tough get going, if someone's willing to be a yid in the tough times of Golus, then we have something to talk about. Because that means it's real commitment, it's real connection. Avol idduch loy, the Gemara says over there. Stop. So this would be a source that Amram says befeidish. Goyim are not becoming yidden when Mashiach comes. Just because it's great revelation and it's going to be amazing, we're not in mekablin gaydin, loss of love. We're brought from a braisa. The truth is, there is a kasha, I don't know the answer to the question, but the chayda, it's mashma that from that Gemara that they're taka, if they come gaydin gurudim, they're not gaydin. We know the halacha. Gaden Grudim are Gaden. Right? If someone converts for ulterior motives to marry somebody, whatever, it's a terrible thing, and the Bezdin shouldn't be Megayer them, you know. But Lemaisa, they're Gaden. As long as they're Mekabel the Mitzvahs, Lemaisa, they're Gaden. So it's the Sant that Shaila. It's the Sant that Shaila.
Until Mashiach comes, and then we pass that we're not Gaden.
You're saying maybe the halach is going to change when Mashiach comes, and we're going to pass that it's not the Gula.
Suspended Gaden because we just can't see through their minds, through the shamas.
You're saying in a time, you're saying ein l'dayin elamasha ein avroyos. The halach is a dayin has to pass it based on what he sees. Right. So as long as you're mekabel the mitzvahs, and we see that you're keeping mitzvahs, so even though we know you did it for ulterior motives, v'chulu, still you're a yid. But you're saying in a time when we could see right everyone's intentions, so
can smell, can see,
so therefore even if you're keeping the mitzvahs, ein of rayis, the dayan sees with his eyes that you're not, that's not Judaism. Interesting pshat. Yeah, because it's taka pella. The Eibush is laughing and they're throwing away their tzitzis. But the halacha, it's a famous machlekas in Yevamah. Some people, one shita says that someone who's mizgayer mishum isha mishum ish to marry a man. And mamash pefedish this case. These cases, you know, Shulchan Malachim. So one guy, or it's called Gede Mordechai Ve'Esther, the Gemara calls it. Because they were afraid of the Yidden. Rabbi Miyah Me'aretz Mesiyad, and they became Yidden. Is that Gedim? So the first shita says, Einon Gedim, Adshay is Gaidu Kibazman Azer. But then the Halach is, the Gemara says, Halacha Kedivri Ha'imer Kulim Gedim Him, that they are Gedim. So, Ashay, fun. But I like the Pshat. What? Interesting. You're saying mitzad the goyim, it's the opposite. Fine. A component. Okay. 5 more minutes. So now, Heravart. The Rebbe in that ha'ara brings in the ha'ara de ha'ara, the drashas haran. There are rishonim who learn that the goyim are going to be in this guy when Mashiach comes. The drashas haran, the Ran wrote in Drush Zayin, he writes the following words. He writes, Echad min ha'yu'udim ha'gdoilim sheyoad b'bias mashicheinu, who one of the great promises that were promised about the Geula. He quotes the passage that the goyim are going to be transformed, and he says, "What's he trying to say? All the goyim are going to return to our faith with all the klolim and all the pratim of our Torah, as we understand it. In other words, everyone's becoming fully Jewish. The whole world, only Jewish people. And his raya is from another gemara, also in Avodah Zarah." Avodah Zarah Daf Chav Dalid says, over there there's a machlokes, are you allowed to take animals from Goyim for a korban? Are you afraid that they did something wrong with their animals? That they're marrying their animals? Okay. And the Chachamim say you're allowed to take from Goyim, and Rabbi Elazar says you have to suspect. And then the Gemara brings a pasuk that we're going to take animals from the Goyim when Mashiach comes. Kol Ktsein Keder, we're going to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. So that's a raya. The Chacham are saying, what's a raya to us? That you don't have to suspect that the animals were any hanky-panky. So Rabbi Elazar told them back, how do you bring a raya? Kulam Gedim Grudim Heim Lasid Lavei. He told them, they're all Gedim Grudim when Mashiach comes. They're all Gedim Grudim. And Ashi says, what do you mean gerim grudim? Me'atzman negrudim lizgayer. They're begayer on themselves. Afo pisha im mekabel noistan. Ashi's referencing the previous Gemara. Even though we're not mekabel them, they're going to come gerim anyways. Omer Rav Yosef, how do I know they're going to be gerim grudim? Because it says in the Pasuk, Oz epich el am safa brudim, I'm going to transform the nations to speak a clear tongue. Then the Gemara says, Amr le Abaye, Abaye told Rav Yosef, how do you know that V'dilma me'evit kechavim hu dahadir behu? Maybe they're only going to stop serving Avodah Zarah, because the Pasuk only mentions Avodah Zarah. They're all going to call out in the name of Hashem. Like Rashi says, but maybe they never go back from being with animals. Maybe other Avodah Zarah, only they're going to serve, they recognize Hashem. So he told him back, Rabbi Yosef, no, it says, La'avdai Shechem Echad. It says in the Pasuk, to serve him in unison. Shechem Echad. Therefore, it means in Gansen. So this Raya, this seems to be clear from this Gemara, that the Goyim are going to be this guy. That's what the Ran Shitta. And the Me'idi, just let me say the Me'idi and then I'll hear your question. The Me'idi says, over there in Avodah Zarah, he says that we're not going to have a Kabul Gator, but he writes these words. A lot are going to be Nizgar anyways on their own. And you're not supposed to be Mekarev them until you see what happens in the end. And he says, they're not going to accept them in the Bezna Gadol. Even when Mashiach comes. He says, we're only going to be mekabel them after diktu gadol ubirat hakavana, where we see that you really meant it, etc., etc., and then we can accept somebody as a ger. What were you saying?
When they do the Shechem Echad, why not say that it's Shema Mitzvah?
Very good.
Shema Mitzvah and
very good.
Keep all the halachos in Torah.
So that's what the Marsha says. That's what the Marsha says. In other words, the Ran Taina seems to Taina, this is his source. But it's not an explicit source. It's a nice pshat. But the Rambam, it's not a shlug up to the Rambam. It doesn't disprove the Rambam. Right? Because the Rambam, like the Marsha brings, he says, Shechem Echad afakert. The Marsha says the word Shechem Echad means a chelek. Shechem means like a portion. These are his words. Shechem Echad mashma chelek echad min ha-mitzvahs. At the Goyim are going to have a chelek of the mitzvahs. And it says, v'nidr lefadish, that we're not going to accept gaden loss of lavi. And therefore, they're not going to be able to serve Hashem with all the mitzvahs like the Yidden. Rather, aval hagenim yavdu chelik echad min ha-Torah. She'ef shalem, that they are able to be mekayim. And iser revia is part of it. Not being with an animal is part of the Shabbat mitzvah b'nei noyach. She'karan etzav ola b'nei noyach. So that's that approach. By the way, there's another nekud even besides for that, l'chayda, which is that the Gemara already said in Dav Gimel that the Goyim are going to be mizgayer. Nerva then, we're going to say that it's not for real. Right? When the tough gets, when the going gets tough, they run away. But it means the point of this Gemara is that you don't have to suspect that they're mamish doing avedis with their animals or anything because they think they're yidden. He's bringing kulam gedim grudim. They're gedim grudim, but it doesn't mean that the witaka accept them as yidden. They're going to be yidden in the end. But l'chayda, that's not what I'm saying is not true because the Gemara goes on to say quotes from a pasuk. Az epicha, I'm going to transform the goyim. So b'chalal, forget that. We'll go with the marsha. So there's machlokes rishonim. The Rambam learns like the Marsha that the goyim are going to be goyim even when Mashiach comes. The yidden are going to be yidden. Versus the Ran, he feels that everyone's going to be yidden. Everyone's going to convert when Mashiach comes, based on this Gemara of la'avdei Shechem Echad. In conclusion, that the truth is this shaila whether the goyim are going to be mizgayer is relevant to the previous shaila, because do goyim only have, is there only room for goyim if they convert to Yiddishkeit? In other words. Everyone just has to become a Yid, and otherwise, you know, what are you doing here? Or, you don't have to convert to fulfill your purpose in life. The Goyim have their purpose, and they don't need to convert. Because like you said, Ruach HaTum Ma'avim in Aretz, it's going to be a world without sin, right? So, but yet, even a world without sin, the Goyim are Goyim, and the Yidden are Yidden, and the Goyim are exactly where they're supposed to be. They could be very close to Hashem and fulfill their purpose.
We will be serving the Eid.
Yeah, we mentioned that already. Everyone's going to be serving Hashem, and the way the Goyim serve Hashem is through connecting with Yidden. But here's the thing. The Vart is the same Achloikas Rishonim about whether the Goyim have to convert. The Pashtus is the same Achloikas about whether Goyim are going to exist when Mashiach come or not. In other words, is there room for Goyim as Goyim? It's the exact same Shaila, these two Shittas. And the Rambam Shitta, the halacha is that there is going to be Goyim lost in love. Sorry.
Can you ask the same question? Will women become men? Will animals become people? I mean,
exactly.
Got their,
that's how the Rambam feels. Everyone has their shlichas, their job, and their purpose, and their prat, and their nekuda, and their mission. And that's the halacha, and that's the way it is. And we're looking forward to celebrating the whole world together. We're going to dance. 7 billion people are going to dance together with the Gula Amitis HaShleimah.